everybody. We are standing in front of the immersive media booth, and this man right here is David McCutcheon. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, originally when I walked by, because you have a really impressive setup, I thought these were virtual reality glasses, but I was, for once, wrong. Tell me, what are these?
Here
you go.
Oh. They're the kind of things that you use to look at virtual reality, but in this case, this is actual reality. Okay. We're actually looking at a photographic record of a whole surrounding scene that's recorded with our special camera.
So let's take a look at the camera. So it sort of looks like something that you might find in an old pirate ship. How many cameras are going on here, and what is the technology it's running?
It's 11 cameras, and it's based on the geometry of a dodecahedron, which is this geodesic geometry that makes it all come together very nicely. So it's all digital video, pumping out a huge amount of information, over 100 million pixels a second, being recorded as a stream into a hard disk. And then from that, we make these sphere movies.
Okay, so essentially, I could take this camera and put it in any location. I notice a lot of them that you've got is underground, put it in the middle of the desert, put it in the middle of NAB, wherever you want. And it's recording. Now, what file format does it record to? Is it proprietary?
It's a proprietary way of organizing JPEG images. So we record in a kind of uncompressed way as much as we can, but we also include things like the soundtracks. It's got four soundtracks.
Really? So you mean the sound? This doesn't itself have a microphone, does it?
It does. It has four directional microphones underneath the lenses.
And now, this is not the actual, so I shouldn't assume things. I've been wrong every time so far. What would the model look like that goes underwater?
The only difference about this going underwater is it has a clear plastic shell to protect it.
And so this, because it is streaming, you can record endless amounts of length of time?
Pretty much. It's just the capacity of the hard disk. But a usual 500 gigabyte hard disk will do about 6 hours of continuous recording.
And then what are most people out there using it for besides, like, cool factor to impress your friends?
Well, besides large-scale mapping of cities and such, which we've done, there's also a lot of real estate, resorts, experiences, concerts. We've been mapping coral reefs with the Planetary Coral Reef Foundation and just recording, you know, how amazing the world is.
What if I wanted, when recording, the camera to actually be mobile as well? So could the camera go on wheels? Would it be able to handle, you know, that much motion?
Oh, yes. We've taken it on vehicles of all kinds. Bikes, wheelchairs, Segways, in helicopters, underwater, anything.
So now basically all we need to do is invent the dome, you know, movie screen that we can sit inside so we can take advantage of your, you know, 360 camera. The rest of the world needs to catch up.
Actually, we've done that too.
I can't get anything right, but if you want to learn more on your own, because I'm clearly not the person to give you the information, where do you have a URL they can go to?
Just very simple. It's immersivemedia.com.
All right. Thank you very much. Go learn on your own.